The Cuckoo Child, written by Dick King-Smith and read by Nigel Anthony.
Are you warm enough? Said Jack's mother as she tucked him up in bed. Jack nodded. After his mother had kissed him good night and gone out, leaving the bedroom door ajar, he waited, listening. He heard her footsteps going down the stairs and along the hallway to the kitchen. And then he sat up. Twisting round, he lifted his pillows. Beneath them were three brown eggs. "Are you warm enough?" said Jack. Of all the animals on his father's farm, Jack liked the birds best. Farmer Dawes, Pride and Joy, was his herd of dairy cows. Mrs. Dawe was particularly fond of the pigs. And Jack's big sister Marjorie was mad on horses, but Jack's favourite creatures were birds. Even as a helpless baby in his pram, he had gurgled with pleasure at the sight of the swallows darting across the summer sky, or the sound of a sparrow's cheep or a starling's whistle. And once he was old enough to stagger about the farm, he always made straight for the poultry, the hens, the ducks, the geese, and the turkeys. Anything with feathers fascinated little Jack Dawe. Now, at 4 years of age, Jack was beginning to understand how birds are born. Eggs, he now knew, weren't just for people to eat. If you left them with the mother bird, and she kept them warm, baby chicks would hatch out of them. Jack wasn't too sure how this happened, or how long it took. "But I'll keep you warm, all right," he said to the three eggs. "Don't you worry about that." Gently, he put the pillows back on top of them. Carefully, he laid his head on top of the pillows. Happily, he went to sleep. At first, Jack Dawe slept peacefully, but some time later in the night, he had a strange dream. In it, he found an egg. Not an ordinary-sized egg, but a huge thing, 8 inches long. And out of it there hatched the strangest-looking baby bird that began to grow with nightmarish speed. Before you could say Jack Dawe, let alone Jack Robinson, the dream chick's size increased until it stood half as tall again as a man and stared down at him out of huge brown eyes. Jack tossed and turned in his sleep as the nightmare gripped him, twisting his head from side to side on the pillows until at last he woke. He looked wildly around, and then, seeing to his great relief the familiar outlines of his own safe room, fell fast asleep again.